producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend. Somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
Oh, there's a judge up there. I can feel the providence.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo's where I'll be. I'm going a little bit of the next segment with David Knight, and I'm going to tell you what's coming up. I'm going to try to get some more of your calls. David will get to the rest here in the fourth hour. I'd love to do the fourth hour, but I've got miles to go before I sleep, to quote that famous poem, "The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I've got miles to go before I sleep." Let's go ahead and talk to John in New York, because you bring up sleeper cells in the U.S. We know they're here. That's a false flag in and of itself, because they let the radical Islamics in, let them attack, and then they don't get in trouble who brought them in. Go ahead, John from New York.
Yes, guys. I used to work for a major television network on the west side of Manhattan. I'm eating lunch. In that building was a famous hard-hitting news investigation thing that shows up on Sunday nights, uses a stopwatch. We got a story one. Yes.
About General Alexander Lebed and the disappeared 25 suitcase nukes?
Yes, that's part of it. But before that happened, what made that story happen was that a story came in and was covered by CBS News that a call came in that a nuclear suitcase bomb was found in a garage in Lower Manhattan. Now, I was at home when the story came on, watching television. I had a TV tray with some food on it. When that story came on, the tray went one way and the food went the other way, trying to record it. I couldn't do it, so I figured I'd be at work the next day. I'd go down to the newsroom and try to get a three-quarter-inch pneumatic copy of the tape.
And let me guess, they wouldn't give it to you.
Yeah, exactly. But
I heard them on CBS radio say that they blew up World Trade Center 7 and leveled it. No one believed me when I got back on the air that day. I was on the air like 10 hours. I literally went and got a pizza down the road during a break for 30 minutes. And then years later, the video service that was on CNN and Fox, and that they jumped the gun. Reuters had given them a report saying they had basically jumped in the race before the starting pistol fired. That's amazing. I'm going to have Wayne and Leanne finish up in the next segment, and then Leanne's going to tell us some of the other reports she's got coming up from Flint. But Wayne, I mean, it is that type of memory hole stuff where you see it and then they won't give you a copy of it. That's what's really spooky.
Yeah, it's what I've noticed with a lot of breaking stories is they always say, oh, no, the initial information is wrong, and it's later that we get the correct information. I don't believe that to be true. I believe that the initial reports often are right on the money, because
sure,
it's fresh in witnesses' minds, and it's just like what happened in Dealey Plaza in Dallas. Those witnesses who saw what they saw were later pressured by the FBI into changing the story.
Sure, but I mean, with Building 7, they said it fell before it fell, and then it did. I mean, we really caught them.
Exactly. And, you know, the same thing with the 1993 Trade Center bombing. They came out with initial reports, and later we were told, no, they weren't correct either. So, I mean, this whole situation with the news media, as the caller from New York is suggesting, they do manipulate the news. They've been manipulating the news at least since the end of World War II with the CIA's program called the Mighty Wurlitzer, where they control television networks, papers, and et cetera.
Leanne, I've run us up to the clock, both of you, for 2 minutes on the other side. Try to jam another call over, and I'll hand it over to David Knight here. He's got a bunch of key stuff coming up across the board. But, Leanne, what else you got coming up in your investigations?
Well, we're going to try and get some really great drone footage just here in this town, and just to let people get a bird's eye view of how beautiful this architecture was. It is from this city, and then you go and you see how dilapidated it all is.
Drone shows devastated Flint.
Oh, yes. So it's going to be a really good view there. And obviously, we're going to be speaking with some locals, trying to get a personal account with people who have actually been in the most devastating.
Amazing. Stay there, Leanne.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I love how Hillary lands in Texas and only has six idiot supporters waiting for her. And I love the gimmick of, oh, she's a woman. So they have these articles in the Washington Post. All the women in the press are supporting her because she's a woman. It's just weird identity politics. I mean, I wouldn't vote for somebody because they're a man or a woman. It's like the left claims they're so unbigoted, and they're the most bigoted, small-minded, gang mentality group of idiots I've ever seen. And again, because they're not the left, I am a liberal. Thomas Jefferson style, baby. You want to study history? In classical sense, Jefferson was a liberal, Washington was a conservative. I'm in between those two guys. Because I've read their debates between each other, the first and third president. Wayne, I want to, Leanne, I had her go because the light's dropping. They're going to launch a drone. They've got a bunch of interviews. And so the intrepid reporter, she wanted to get out there and get to work. But on what I just said, the labels, I mean, obviously the neocons are horrible. We oppose them. But now the Democrats, am I wrong in saying it's like watching cancer metastasize? And in Europe, too, isn't the establishment using the left to make its biggest advancements ever for tyranny?
Well, I've noticed on the web the debate between the Hillary supporters and the supporters of Bernie Sanders. And I gotta say that there's appears to be this regimented attempt to force the Hillary people into some sort of groupthink, that they all are preaching off the same talking point memo received from the Clinton campaign headquarters up in Brooklyn in New York. And, you know, whether you agree with Sanders or not, his supporters are really being torn apart by the Hillary Clinton supporters. They're accusing them of being, white elitists. Sanders is, they're trying to make this a race issue.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even cover that today. That's why I love having you on. I've got two articles here in the stack where they go, Sanders is too white, and you're white, and you're racist, and you're sexist, when the guy is the most flaming liberal in the galaxy. It just shows they are nakedly using sex and race baiting to divide and conquer.
Yeah, you can say a lot of things about Bernie Sanders, but, I mean, he was involved in the civil rights movement back in the 60s. He's anything. I mean, the guy was elected as a socialist candidate for mayor of Burlington, Vermont, which some people call the People's Republic of Burlington.
Yeah, what does that tell the leftists that support him? Many of them, are well-meaning people, that the Democratic Party would use political correctness on them. That ought to be a wake-up call.
Yeah, and you had Joe Biden, by the way, almost sounding like Joe McCarthy saying, well, we know that Bernie Sanders is a card-carrying socialist. Like, wow, is that sort of like McCarthy saying, I got here in my hand a list of 57 known communists in the State Department, when in fact he was speaking at a banquet and he noticed he got the number from a bottle of Heinz 57 steak sauce sitting on the banquet table.
Well, the truth is, we know the big robber barons were funding Stalin and Mao and all of them the whole time. I mean, it's fascism couples with socialism and communism to control, because it's really all crony capitalism. And until we wake up to that dichotomy, it's game over. We've got loaded phones with Steve and Howard and Ryan and Ronnie and everybody and Kevin. I'm sure they're going to want to end up talking to David Knight. I've got to punch out of here. Got to as many as I could. Great job, Wayne Madsen. Thank you so much for all you do.
Good to be with you, Alex.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Check out his great ebooks and physical books there. He's a great journalist, and I want to be able to send him to the RNC, the DNC, the Davos. He wants to go cover the Hadron Collider. I'm with my accountants literally when I leave here. They're all waiting in there right now to see how much money we've got for reporters out in the field, trying to develop budgets and stuff. I don't want to put them on five flights to get, when a direct flight would be quicker, but then it turns into a money issue. But we're really, running a news operation ain't easy. I got to be on air. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I got to be on air. I got to oversee things. I got to edit some things. I got to double check things. I got to come up with the money. I got to work with the sponsors. I got to make sure we have the products. I've got to make sure they're all certified and been double, triple tested. I've got to deal with the gremlins. I mean, literal COINTELPRO stuff on a weekly basis. Just realize we're fighting as hard as we can. Sometimes I fall down. Sometimes I act mad. Sometimes I don't do the best job. Sometimes I miss a story. Sometimes, because it's real, folks. I mean, we're not magic here. And I know you know that. I just want you to know we're dedicated in doing as much as we can. And that's why I want to just encourage you to realize this is a special operation that you helped build. Please spread the word to everybody you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, your own website, call into talk radio, Access TV, whatever the case is, our articles, our videos, our material, our info. It's powerful. It's waking people up. It's shattering controlled paradigms. It's transcending the mold. It's really having a big effect in search of Renaissance, Americana, and true liberty in our time. And I just want to ask you out there to really take the challenge, believe me, and go to InfoWarsLife.com and try some X2 for a month. Try some Super Male or Super Female Vitality. Try some Deep Cleanse, which has the Shilajit and the zeolites for detoxing. Absolutely blowing folks away. Try the Oxy Powder. Try the Brain Force. Talk about instant results. Try the products. And regardless, you're funding the operation, but if you'll try them, you'll experience just how good and, again, cutting edge, game changing, leading edge, whatever term you want to use, these products are. DNA Force, a true nutraceutical. Bio PQQ, true organic CoQ10 at levels off the charts compared to what leading competitors are. I mean, there's like people normally sell something like this for $300 to $600, folks, because they have 7-time markup on it. Ours is only one time. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888 253-3139, and you're helping fund sending Leanne McAdoo to Flint, sending Wayne Madsen out to the CIA base in Arizona, having our reporters on the ground, Joe Biggs out doing reports at the SHOT Show in Vegas. All of this thanks to you. He's really on vacation, but he's also doing some reports while he's out there, so I'm having to pay for it. That's great. But InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm now going to go ahead and hand the baton to David Knight. Hillary in San Antonio. Hillary lands, only has a few supporters. Driverless cars, government-funded. California's having to wait 18 months to get an appointment to apply for concealed carry. How they kill the Second Amendment with bureaucracy. Davos, elite freak out about Trump. It's all coming up right now with David Knight. I'm Alex Jones signing off from the War Room. He's in the Situation Room.
Thank you, Alex. And I want to talk about what's going on in the bigger picture here with Davos, because we're seeing a lot of information coming out of that as it this one article that's up on the Drudge Report about the specter of Donald Trump haunting Davos. Now, I would say the people there are specter. These are the James Bond villains. There's not a specter of Donald Trump. It is specter. And that is an interesting thing, because I think they're looking at this. They're concerned about how every day we see more information about how they expect to have AI robots take over their factories. They're going to run their businesses for them. They're concerned because how are they going to manage the slaves, the human slaves, us? Because, you know, understand that a robot really comes from, I think it was a Czech word for slave. That's what they derive that from. So they're looking for mechanical slaves to replace the human slaves. You know, when you look at Brave New World, Huxley was talking about deliberately dumbing down humans so that you would have a mass-produced group of humans that they could use as slaves. Perhaps you could draw some analogies, and we have in the past many times with what's going on with fluoride, the chemicals that they put in the water to try to take away IQ points. We see this happening very quickly in Flint, Michigan, with what they've done there. But when you look at these programs, why isn't it a criminal offense to make people pay for dumping toxic stuff that's going to lower your IQ, going to have tremendous adverse effects on your health? Fluoride, dumping that in the water. We know from Harvard studies, from Chinese studies, that you get 20 points off of the IQ of children when you put this in. You have no way of controlling the dosage when you dump medication into the water. But we've got those types of issues. But getting back to Davos. Okay, they're looking at this and they're saying, well, one guy says, I think the nominees will be Trump for the Republicans, Hillary for the Democrats. The next year will be very uncertain, a chaotic period. And, of course, they are worried about that. They're worried about Trump because they don't control Trump. That doesn't mean, understand, that he's necessarily going to help us, okay? It's just that they don't control him. And I think we have to be very careful that we don't make that kind of connection, that just because, you know, they don't like him, he's a good guy. Nevertheless, when you look at what they're most concerned about, the things like trade and open borders, yeah, he is against them, definitely against them, and with us. They said the prospect of a Trump White House is ratcheting up anxiety amongst the 2,500 business and political leaders gathered in the Swiss ski resort for the annual World Economic Forum. They usually talk about it as the WEF. I look at it and I say the WTF, because that's when I look at this. It's like, what is going on? This is openly plotting against us, just as we've seen in the last week. We see another example, not just these trade treaties like Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnership, where they openly write the regulations. They tell the lawmakers that we elect to shut up. You can't see this. You can't talk about it. They're openly writing the regulations for driverless cars. And the other issue of this, which I think pulls this together, is with all this talk about robots, all this talk about driverless cars, one of the things that's on the horizon besides greasing the skids for Google and the others who went to Washington, they went to the Obama administration, the Department of Transportation, said, look, we've had a pretty bad record and it's come out with safety in California. So the California Department of Transportation is about to mandate some rules to make sure that we have a human capable of taking over control of the car. We don't want that. We don't want that. We want to accelerate the driverless cars, not have them operate under safety. But, of course, they sell it to you as a safety device. That's not what it's about. So the Obama administration says, fine, tell you what we'll do. We'll give massive subsidies to Silicon Valley companies to develop this, and we'll give them flexible regulations. In other words, we will shut down any safety regulations, any safety concerns at a state and local level, and we'll grease the skids for you. Meanwhile, for Americans, we will mandate something that we're going to talk about briefly here, vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-infrastructure. We haven't really talked about that. That's one of the ways they're going to control the slaves when we get angry. We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be going to your calls in just a moment. We've got Kevin in Florida, Steve in California have been waiting a long time. I promise I'll get to you real quickly. We're going to also be talking about the Drudge Report's link of our story here, Snow Armageddon 2016. Is that what he's? Snowmageddon, I guess, is 2016. Empty store shelves. as panicked shoppers ransack grocery stores. And again, that's on the Drudge Report. It's a Infowars.com story. We'll get back to that in just a moment. Before we get to the callers, the articles, I want to let you know that we have a special on Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and Super Male Vitality, 15% off this week only. You can get Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, 15% off at InfowarsLife.com. The two most essential products from Infowars Life. I use these daily. I highly recommend them. Both X2 and Super Male Vitality have thousands of five-star reviews. You can see these on our site. Decide if it's something that is appropriate for you. Over 90% of the reviewers say they would recommend this to their friends. Now is the time to stock up on these while they are 15% off again just this week. And also we have Super Female Vitality back in stock. Those are excellent things to have, especially things like Nascent Iodine and Silver. You have those available as a really as a prepper backup. It's something that's not going to go bad, and there's a lot of different uses for those products. Very essential to have that in your stock, as well as food. As we're pointing out this story about Snowmageddon 2016, they're saying this winter storm, that they're already feeling the effects of this in Washington, D.C. I saw where I think it was a 20-minute ride that Barack Obama would take. It took him 1 or 2 hours. I'm going by memory here. But they got stuck in this snowstorm. They say they expect 50 to 60 mile an hour winds in D.C., more than 2 feet of snow. That's huge. I used to live not too far south of Washington, and I know that that type of storm is epic for that area of the country. They are not capable of dealing with that. I was actually lived in North Carolina, and 1 year we went up to Buffalo, New York. And we got there just before Thanksgiving, and it was the most snow they'd had in a short period of time. Now, they'd had a record snowstorm with more total snow, but this happened so quickly. They had a gridlock, and this was around Thanksgiving, they had a gridlock that kept some people stuck in stores for 3 days. That's why it's maybe a good idea to have some supplies, a bug-out bag with you. I know people who always travel with a bug-out bag in the back of their trunk with some supplies, some storable foods, that type of thing. Let's go to a couple of the calls, and we'll go back to these articles. Kevin in Florida, go ahead. You had some solutions.
Thank you, David. My question for you is, what domino do you think will have to fall for the non-info warriors to wake up? Because it feels like there's so much stuff going on. I mean, when you turn on the TV, all that's being talked about is how black people can't get in the Oscars when we have this situation with Flint. And in fact, if Alex wants to see something even truly more amazing than that in Flint, I'm originally from Detroit, and I have family that lives all in there. He should have Leanne travel down to Dearborn, where there are parts of Dearborn that are totally have been totally taken over. There's nothing written in English. It's all Arabic. And wow, they're operating under their strict things of Sharia law. So, I mean,
it's a good point. What does it take? What does it take for people? I mean, when we look at these stories like we had yesterday, we put out the Park Service openly bragging about how much land they stole, saying, yeah, lands, talking about their group, we're the bad guys. We take people's property, and we always take it for far less than it's worth. I mean, they brag about this. What does it take? I mean, they're about to take our ability to move around freely in this country. That's a key part of what is going on with the driverless cars. It's not going to be you get to choose your, you know, as he said about the insurance plan, you know, you like your insurance policy, you can keep your insurance policy. You like your car, you can keep your car. No, they're going to change that. They're going to have not only vehicle-to-vehicle communication, but vehicle-to-infrastructure communication. They're going to be talking and collecting, talking to your car, collecting all this information, turning every stoplight into the equivalent of a stoplight camera. They're going to be micromanaging the way you drive. The insurance companies are going to be looking at how quickly you take the corners, how quickly you brake, the speed limit that you're traveling, every inch of the way that you're going. They will use that information to raise your insurance rates to force you out of your car. And then they're going to offer the solution. This is their ideal solution. You're going to pick up the phone. You're going to call and summon a driverless car as your chauffeur. Okay, let me explain something to you. These driverless cars are going to have all the same costs built into them that you have in your car. You're going to have the cost of the car, you're going to have the cost of the insurance, the fuel, the repairs, the depreciation. All of that is going to be in the cost of these cars, and there's going to be a profit added to each of those steps. It's like a value-added tax. One guy or two or three corporations are going to own all transportation and turn the information into a control grid for the government. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we've got a couple of people who've been holding for quite some time. I want to get to Steve in California, and then we're going to talk about something that's happening in North Carolina. I see this as crony capitalism really coming full circle. I saw crony capitalism when I looked at American history, and of course there were evidences of it beforehand. Part of the dispute between the North and the South was what the South called internal improvements. In other words, they didn't want to pay for infrastructure that was only going to benefit northern states, something like the Erie Canal. People in Virginia would say, why should I be taxed to build an Erie Canal in Pennsylvania? You're just redistributing wealth. And, of course, there were elements of that. But it really took off after the Civil War. The GOP got into bed with the crony capitalists, the robber barons, the railroad companies. And now we have a situation in North Carolina where you've got a railroad company, CSX, wants to build a large rail terminal. And they not only want massive state subsidies, but this railroad company wants to use eminent domain to take the property for their private use. Where have we seen this before? So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to go to Steve, who's been hanging on for a long time. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, David, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for calling.
All right. Hey, my question was regarding what Obama said in on his visit to Russia about waiting until after the election in 2016. And then in recent months with appearances of missiles, do you see a possible correlation or have any insight into what Obama was talking about? I mean, I'm thinking possibly missile launches, a false flag for security or national security.
Well, who knows? Exactly. Who knows? I mean, you look at the X-Files trailer that's for the premiere that's coming up this week, and, of course, they're changing that. Looks like they still got alien technology in it, still have the UFO angle in it, but they've gone a lot more into the New World Order false flag type of plot lines for the X-Files. And, of course, one of the things they say is, you know, it'll start on a Friday or Saturday or something like that. It'll look like a terrorist attack or look like Russia attack. Look, they want to have uncertainty, fear, and doubt. They want to make sure that you are going to run to them for safety. But they also want to have the military-industrial complex have a profit center. All of these things boil into this. And when you look at Davos, they look at the collapsing economy. They know there's going to be a lot of unrest. They need to distract your attention. One of the ways that's always been done throughout history is with wars. We know that the banks have always profited from the wars. They've always profited from chaos, and they've always funded Marxists, for example. I mean, they gave Lenin $10 million, put him on a train, sealed the train, and sent him from Switzerland into Russia to start the revolution there. They want chaos. Whenever things are markets are collapsing or markets are soaring, they make money. If everything is stable, they don't like that. They do want to have stable control of who's in charge. That's why they don't like Trump. That's why they're concerned about this at Davos. They're looking at this and saying, wait a minute, this is a guy that we don't have any hooks into yet, like we do Hillary or Jeb or Rubio or these other people that Goldman Sachs is giving lots of money to. So they're concerned about that. They want to have this in the background. They know that besides the typical boom and bust cycles that they've engineered with the banks, with the central banks especially, they know that there is massive upheaval that is coming with artificial intelligence. This is something that isn't just going to be like the upheaval that we saw with the change from an agrarian to an industrial society. This is going to affect every aspect of life. It's not just going to affect factory workers. It's going to affect knowledge workers. It's going to affect white-collar workers, blue-collar workers. It's going to affect everyone. We're going to see massive unemployment. It's going to be incredibly disruptive. They want to have a way that they can control that. And, of course, they want to have conflict. I mean, they have an economic reason to restart the Cold War, but they have other reasons to restart that. So I really don't know what's going on with it. I can tell you that, and let me run down through some of what they're talking about in Davos that is really freaking them out. This is Eric Cantor, okay, talking. And remember Eric Cantor? He was the number two to John Boehner. And he lost in a primary. It was pretty unprecedented when he lost in the primary. But what is he doing now? Well, he's hanging out with the James Bond villains in Davos. And this is what he says. Unfortunately, I do think that if there were to be a Trump administration, the casualty would be trade. Cantor says he doesn't think that Trump will make it through the primaries, however. Yeah, okay. You just keep telling yourself that. That's what the GOP has been saying. Trump's positions, he said, like a temporary ban on Muslims, controlling our borders, they're earning him the opprobrium of the people at Davos. And in case you don't know, that's the vilification. These people detest him because he is rejecting their main tool of control, and that is using open borders to destroy the cultures, the countries, to create conflict within the countries. It's the same thing they've been doing to Russia for 60 years, using the Muslims against Russia. It's the same thing they've been doing throughout the Middle East, using one group of Muslims against another, funding these jihadis. Now, they go on to say, a Trump administration would be a disaster, according to them. This is a former U.S. Treasury official in the Clinton administration, Beth Brooke Marciniak. They say, the globe needs the U.S. to be strong, she said. The U.S. is still the horse that's pulling the cart, more so now, with capital outflows from emerging markets. No, listen, they don't want the U.S. to be strong. They don't want Europe to be strong. They need to take us down. They need to level everything so they can create the society that they want. That is why they have backed the Marxist dictators in the past. That's precisely why this is happening. And again, they tell themselves, well, by the time we get to March, April, this is Lawrence Tisch, professor of history at Harvard University. By the time we get to March and April, it's all over. I think it's going to be a wonderful catharsis. I'm really looking forward to Trump's humiliation. Okay? Well, here's this other story that was up on the Drudge Report. Trump is poised for the strongest primary performance in modern history. So maybe there isn't going to be a catharsis. Maybe he isn't going to go. As they point out, maybe he could actually run the table. He might even win Iowa. And, of course, he is way ahead in New Hampshire. They're pointing out that, and this could be one way that they're trying to raise expectations, saying, well, he didn't do nearly as well as we thought. So, you know, his campaign has lost its momentum and so forth. That's the way they play these games. As they point out, they say Cruz's campaign has been trying to raise expectations by touting that he's got great ground game in Iowa and so forth and so on. They say, but a narrow Cruz win would be an exciting would not be an exciting upset. But that if he loses, oh, that would fail expectations. So that's the way they play this. And, of course, Cruz has been dropping down. He's now neck and neck, according to these polls, if we can believe them, with Donald Trump. He has had everybody training their fire on him. I think in all these cases that I've seen, the criticisms of him have been spot on, same criticisms I would have. But they were training all their shots at Marco Rubio a couple of weeks ago. Now it's all at Ted Cruz. Even the Iowa governor has done kind of a disendorsement. He didn't endorse anybody else, but what he said was essentially anybody but Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz has opposed ethanol subsidies, which basically I oppose. I mean, I agree with Ted Cruz on some of these issues. As I've said before, I think it is important for him, if he's going to be putting himself out there as a constitutionalist, he needs to make the case for his eligibility according to a strict interpretation of the Constitution. Does he have a case there, or is he just going to say, well, if you don't let me in, then Rubio couldn't run either? And that's not a defense. That's not a defense for somebody who says he's a constitutionalist. And the other thing that concerns me, as well as most of these other people, this article was on Politico. Goldman Sachs contributions surge despite attacks. They say Goldman Sachs is on track to be one of the biggest contributors in the presidential race again this year, with $800,000 chipped in so far. They said, but of course, they've spread their allegiances across the political map. Of course they would. That's the way these guys do. They fund all the people they believe they can control. They give them all money. They're hedging their bets. They say top contributors to Republican, they've been one of the top contributors to Republican campaigns of Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and of course Ted Cruz. And they're a big contributor to Hillary Clinton. They doled out $675,000 to her in speaking fees after she left office. That's money, of course, that she gets directly. If they give it to a super PAC, it could create problems for her if she tries to launder that money in some way to get out of the super PAC. But if they give you speaking fees, that's the way they've done it for the Clintons typically, they can give you $1 million and it doesn't really raise any red flags with the FEC. And, of course, we've talked about Ted Cruz's situation with Goldman Sachs. His wife is a major executive there. Trump said when he was speaking, Goldman Sachs owns Cruz. Remember that, folks. He said they own him. And they go on to point out that Goldman Sachs was the second biggest money source for Barack Obama, the second biggest money source for Hillary Clinton. See, these banks want to make sure that their open borders, that their destruction of national sovereignty, they want to pull down the open borders, bring in massive numbers of immigrants, and they want to consolidate everything. We've talked about this. That's what's behind, fundamentally, these Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnership Agreements, the things that Eric Cantor and the GOP establishment are so concerned that they're not stopped. And I don't know if a Donald Trump would stop that or not. He hasn't spoken out on it. He thinks it's a bad deal, but he hasn't said that he thinks it's a bad deal in principle, and that concerns me. Nevertheless, look at what Goldman Sachs is also doing in Britain. They have donated hundreds of thousands of pounds to the campaign Keep Britain in the European Union. This is Sky News exclusively revealing Goldman Sachs has agreed to give what insiders say was a substantial six-figure sum to keeping the UK in the EU. They're very concerned. They don't want that to come down. This is what they are building. They're building regional consolidations, as we pointed out before, consolidating Europe together into an economic trading bloc, then moving that into a political sovereignty. And, of course, we've seen that also being done. Controlling the population by massive immigration and open borders, doing the same thing in America as well. And then once they create the North American Union, the European Union, then they pull them together again, economically, with these trade agreements, which are really trade treaties. And anybody who voted for these trade treaties, people like Ted Cruz, even though he voted once for the Trade Promotion Authority and then voted against it when it was clearly going to win. If you vote for the Trade Promotion Authority for the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic Partnership, and several other agreements that are on the table, this is giving a blank check to the administration for 6 years to bring anything that they wish in and ram this thing through without amendment, without discussion, without debate, without filibuster. These are treaties, and anybody who voted for this Trade Promotion Authority, and again, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Transatlantic Partnership, none of these things have come up for a vote yet. But when they voted for the Trade Promotion Authority, what they voted to do was to remove the constitutional process that said you needed to have two-thirds of the Senate vote for a new treaty. These trade agreements are treaties. NAFTA was a treaty. The people who represent trade disputes and arbitration, all these lawyers, if you look at their sites, they talk about themselves as being treaty lawyers. Everybody knows that's a treaty. It's clearly a treaty. These Trans-Pacific partnerships, even if they want to call them that, they are treaties. They were written by corporations, and they're going to be rammed through without the constitutional process to ratify a treaty, but they are treaties. And anybody who voted for that TPA has absolutely no respect for the Constitution that they merely use as a beard. Let's understand that. I mean, how many different ways do we have to point out that the Constitution is a dead letter? Nevertheless, they salute it, they swear to it, they hold it up and tell you this is something that is going to protect you. Now, as we're looking at what Goldman Sachs is doing, Goldman Sachs is very concerned. They're not happy. They're putting their money behind the establishment candidates in both parties. We see the people at Davos saying, we're very concerned about Trump. It's going to be very chaotic if he gets in there. Yeah, they're not worried about the chaos that they're inflicting on Europe by massive migration of Muslims, but they're very concerned that somebody they don't control could get in. And so what we see happening here is, interestingly enough, we've seen the UK Parliament last week debating for 3 hours whether Donald Trump ought to be declared persona non grata, not allowed into their country. Now we see Alex Salmond, who is a former Scottish National Party leader, trying to challenge Trump to a debate, taunting him because he's not debating. Let me explain something to the globalists in the UK. We settled the argument over a couple hundred years ago, back in 1776, we settled the argument that you don't get to have any say-so in our politics, okay? We could care less about the fact that you debate about somebody being allowed to have free speech for 3 hours in your parliament. You want to waste your time doing that? Go ahead. Who cares, okay? You want to say that you want to challenge him to a debate on whatever? Who cares? He doesn't have to debate you. Who cares what this guy, Alex Salmond, has anybody in the U.S. heard his name before I just mentioned it here? He's a nobody. Why would anybody waste their time on that? Nevertheless, as we see what they're doing with this, it is the same sort of thing that they're doing to Putin right now. You see how they manipulate the media. I think it's very interesting to look at how they manipulate the media. We now have this 10-year-old case of Litvinenko, who was clearly murdered. Now they're pulling this out after 10 years and saying, Putin approved this. Putin has direct involvement in this. He was personally involved in this some way after 10 years. This is what we're talking about the very dangerous revival of the Cold War. And this is all coming out of the desperation at Davos. Going back to that first article I talked about, where we talked about the specter of Donald Trump is haunting Davos. No, the people who together collectively are Spectre are concerned about what's going on, and they're concerned about politicians, good or bad. I'm saying that Trump's a good guy. I'm not saying Putin's a good guy. Okay, there's a lot of things I don't like about either one of them. They're concerned, though, about anybody that they don't control. And they're concerned because they're afraid they're going to lose control as the economy starts to spiral down, as we start to see automation take more than half of the jobs. And one of the things that they're going to do to control us is a control grid of your transportation. They're going to track you, everything that you do. Go back to what we were talking about with Jade Helm, mastering the human domain. What was the basis of that? Geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing area of intelligence that our government has had. It's composed of things like activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics. It's the metadata, stupid. That's what they really want. Even though you got James Clapper and others saying, well, you know, we're not recording your conversations. We're just getting your metadata. That is more important than your conversation. It's more easily mined than your conversations. And so that's fundamentally what they're about. When they impose this massive control and surveillance grid, remember they talked about at Davos again. They were talking about how they're going to use self-driving cars as surveillance tools like drones and satellites. Okay? The self-driving robot cars, the vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-infrastructure communication that you're going to be forced to buy. Understand that just as they remove these regulations for self-driving cars for Silicon Valley, give them subsidies, they're going to mandate that within a couple of years you're going to put these things in your car. They're looking at a $46 billion industry by 2020, okay? Less than 4 years, they're going to be making $46 billion. So we get the mandates, we get the fees, they get the subsidies, they get the regulations taken off. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio is Darren McBreen. We're going to talk about what's going to be on the nightly news tonight. Before I get to Darren, just want to let you know that we have a special this week only. Survival Shield X2 and Super Male Vitality 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Both X2 and Super Male Vitality have thousands of five-star reviews. Over 90% of reviewers say they would recommend this to a friend. I would definitely recommend it. I'm a regular user of both of these products. Again, you can get them. Yeah, Darren, too, as well. You can get those for 15% off this week. That's Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. Also, don't forget that we have InfoWarsHealth.com, where you can get Tangy Tangerine 2.0 from Youngevity at the lowest price available. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 is the most advanced multivitamin mineral complex to date. It provides you with the highest quality essential nutrients your body needs for optimal health. And you can also find their Pollen Burst Plus Berry. That is something that will get you going. Again, that's at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can find those and other key nutrients available there as well. Well, Darren, what's going to be on the nightly news tonight? What's coming up?
Well, I can tell you, we got lots to cover, but I'm going to tell you just a portion of what we're going to cover tonight. And I've never done this before, but I've noticed, you know, for the past couple of years, a lot of memes, right, on social media, on Facebook, and they're always interesting to look at. And one caught my attention the other day, and I'm actually going to go through and break it down. If you guys could pull it up right now. And this is about after Obama's been in the White House for 7 years. Right. And this is a meme that's very popular right now. And it says, you still have your guns. You don't live in FEMA camps. You don't have government implants and you don't live under Sharia law. There's still no such thing as a death panel. Gay marriage hasn't ruined the country. You've seen the birth certificate and he still hasn't risen as the Antichrist. Do you feel like a dumbass yet? Right. So I just think it's very interesting. And what a bullet point list that is. I mean, how do you respond to that? So I'm going to actually break it down bullet by bullet and kind of just talk about that. And
I think we're a lot closer on every one of those bullet points to that coming true. After
hey, he wants to be ahead of the UN, right?
Right.
So if he's not the Antichrist yet, I guess give him time.
Well, you're talking about memes. I saw this story about Bernie Sanders. Of course, they were saying, yeah, he's just too white. But they're also talking about how he's got a new ad that's going to Simon and Garfunkel's America. And you know, it really goes in and channels this hippie nostalgia, which is really what's driving Bernie, you know, more so than his whiteness, you know, going back to the 1960s. And he really is still stuck, you know, I guess they could go in and try to make him not quite as white instead of, you know, bringing in the director of Straight Outta Compton or something. But this is a guy who is straight out of Nicaragua. And the Sandinistas. That's why I call him Bernie Sandinista.
Bernie Sandinista. Right? Yeah, he's coined that one.
You know, he really is like a Che Guevara t-shirt, you know? He hasn't learned anything since the 1960s. He hasn't learned anything from the failures of the Central American countries. He hasn't learned anything from the crony capitalism that was imposed by those Marxist dictators. He thinks and tells everybody, unfortunately, that the only place you're going to get crony capitalism is on Wall Street. No, Wall Street operates through people like Hugo Chavez.
Absolutely.
He gave them 700% ROI, okay, return on their investment. At the same time, Bloomberg is saying that, hey, we got they've been a great investment for us, even though their people can't get food, water, and medicine.
But he also knows he has a very naive following.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people are just starting, especially the younger population, they don't have a clue, David.
That's right. So maybe they have a dual T-shirt with Che and Bernie. I don't know. Well, that's it for today's radio broadcast. Join Darren tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the nightly news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.